I mean, I'm a cat now. Eish, eish. I'm in chains. I'm in chains too. I wear uniforms and you wear uniforms too. Oh my goodness. You know, this I used to love this song like passionately. So there's a time, let me start with story time. So there's a time my headset, the only thing I used to listen was ASAP. So I listened to it was like an obsession. I used to love ASAP. So the other day I'm checking some of my galleries, my pictures at Kitambo, and I'm like, oh my god, there's a time I used to like really jam with ASAP. But anyway, guys, I'm sorry, I just got a little bit excited. Welcome to Naked Lies. My name is Nina McKenna and I host this superb show where we talk about all the lies that are naked. So basically it's normally a monologue, and I pray to God that very soon maybe it's gonna be a dialogue, or how do you say trialogue? That's stupid. But anyway, guys, welcome to Naked Lies, and I hope you've been keeping well. I hope you've been doing well, and I hope you've been exercising your mind. But before that, I just wanted to be able to say thank you so much to you who listens to my podcast. I mean, I don't take it for granted. It's 15 minutes of your F time, you know? I mean, F for fantastic, you know? Ouch. So and then you give me your 15 minutes and you listen to me, and then you go a little bit extra, you share it with your friends and family, and then as if that's not enough, you go a little bit extra and then you give me feedback, tell me how you feel about it. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't even ask. But anyway, thank you so much. Nashukuru sana. Honestly, that melts my heart. There's so many love languages, but I think anybody who fucks with Naked Lies like that, I you know, yeah, nakupenda bure. So anyway, today's episode, I'll basically just be talking about things I've been learning throughout this year. Okay, 2023 honestly hasn't been like the easiest years. I have seen easier years. Okay, I there's a time I sat down in my car house and I looked at my walls. I was like, wow, I kind of miss college, you know? I think 2023 Pia is the places where I think I've had my highest highs and things, and also I've had like my lowest lows, and also have like my medium. I've also had like my bougie moments, I've had my beachy moments, and I think that's basically the raptures of life, right? So I'll just be sharing some things I learned along the way. But before that, I want to be able to talk about something I talked about the law of attraction. I think that was the first episode of the year, and it was just to challenge you and see how can you use your mind to like create a whole future for yourself. I mean, for you to just be able to see like the only tool you need in this life is just your brain, you know, just your thoughts. And when you love something so bad, and when you know you're gonna invest in something, you put extra effort. So that was all about law of attraction. And I hope you've been trying some basic things, you know, like try to I don't know, guys. Mostly that's why I say, you know, when I go out, people ask me, oh, you're a podcaster, yeah, so what do you talk about? I'm like, me. Because I think I'm the only one who can be able to talk about me. So wherever you are, I hope you can be able to talk about you yourself when it comes to the law of attraction. So what have you attracted this year? Do you think it's just a theory? Do you think it works? Do you think you can just channel your mind and become Albert Einstein? Oh, I'm just kidding anyway. But but what I mean is that I hope this year the set goals that you had put, although atakama si zote, but at least even one, or even if you don't have any achievement, just be grateful that you've seen November. Some people never even got to see February, you know. And so yeah, so listen to Law of Attraction, tell me how you feel about it, and also tell me how is your December. I mean, this is like the best time of the year. Oh my god, I love December. So let me tell you, I love December like so bad. Everybody's always happy. You can notice people smile a lot. Money flows during these times. I don't know how, miraculously people are broke alafu. Miraculously people are like, you know, chafuarin huko nje. And then when you go to like, so I live in the ghettos anyway. So when you go to like our butcheries or Kondani, they have painted Father Christmas. And then this Father Christmas, every Father Christmas in every butchery is different. You're like, oh my God, hi Father Christmas. I've been good, Santa, you know? Okay, I know that's crazy, but it's normally just a heartfelt moment, and I'm wishing you the best December holidays because I think I want to see people doing crazy stuff in December. I want to see I don't know. Honestly, I'm so excited and I'm really looking forward, and I'm dedicating our December to the Almighty to just, you know, let's have a good December. Let's try to use our mind during this December. And I don't know what you'll be doing, Nyambie. I really want to know. So personally, every December I do something a little bit extra, you know. Like last year, I just spent like my whole December cuddling with Lolo, going to concert. Yeah, I did 1 2 1 2 1 2, and I still went to work. So this year I've decided to do something different. So I'm basically gonna tell you because I've just let the cat out of the basket, right? Can't keep it to myself. So I want to like so I've created a list where I have numbers 1 to 30, and then all those numbers I've been able to like every day I'll be watching a single classic movie. So I have 30 movies shared. If you want, I can share with you. I mean, it can be a good time to just, you know, I want to watch classics. I don't. Anyway, guys, on today's episode, like I said, so 2023 has been a year that I've just learned a lot and a lot and a lot. I feel sometimes I was so fed up. I remember telling life, you know what, umenifunza hakutosha. As in, kwani una syllabus? It's enough, you know. It's December, it's apoka November, najua tu everywhere, you know, mwili iko Christmas, lakini mfuko iko Ramadan. But you see, bado tunasonga, so you're like, but the things I learned and I want to share, because I also learned them because I saw them somewhere, I read them somewhere. And one of them, I'll just start by quoting. I like her. I think she's one of my favorite celebrities, Priyanka Chopra. So that basically, if I see my life like Priyanka, would definitely mean I might marry somebody who's younger than me, you know? Ouch. But anyway, so she was actually saying about something to do with opportunities. And so this year, I think I've lost like six, and I think I ranted it out sometime back. And she was saying that life is like a journey. Opportunities are like journey. You don't wake up in the morning and you're like, ooh la voula, that's an opportunity. No, you gotta. If I'm a podcaster, I'm gonna use me. If I'm a podcaster, I just can't wake up in the morning. I'm like, I've mastered everything in podcastry. I am now monetizing my podcast. I mean, I just can't wake up in the morning. I'm like, voila. But I really want my podcast to grow. So she was saying that always make sure that before you meet an opportunity, you're actually working towards it. Record one episode per year. I mean, I know it feels very wrong to say it, but whatever art you're doing, just give it time. And time can be in so many ways, by the way. Time can be wait until you buy good equipment. Time can be you're waiting for your mental health stability. Time can be, you know, time can be so many things. And yeah, so just give yourself time and remember, any opportunity comes. So this is what she was actually talking about. She was saying that when you're moving, you make sure that at least you're at the bus stop. So when this opportunity comes, ikupate hapo kwa bus stop. But sometimes a bus can come when it's already full, so it's not gonna stop there, it's gonna stop on the next one. Or it already stopped behind the left, what was it, the left bus stop. So regardless, whatever happens, make sure that you are at the bus stop. And you can only be at the bus stop if you are intending to travel. So intend to move. Intend to travel, intend to do so many things with your life, intend to use the law of attraction, intend to, it's gonna come, your bus is gonna come, and you're gonna feel it when it comes. I think when it comes, it just comes, you know. Anyway, lucid dreams, right? So the second thing I also learned this year is there's something people say very oftenly, and every time you hear somebody saying my Kingereza, you meant outside. So every time you hear somebody saying something like, you know, Mimi, I want to do something we call self-sacrifice. This person loves me because this person is doing self-sacrifice. There was a story that was trending almost everywhere in NGC. And this girl was saying that she's not very sure if she wants to stay with this boy because this boy is poor. However, she left the poor boy and then later came back. But now she's wondering, she's seen that this boy gives her a lot. Like, if this boy is earning 300, I give the mama 200 and then I remain with 100. It's self-sacrifice. So many times we sacrifice so many things to our parents. We sacrifice so many things to our friends. God knows I sacrifice a lot to just, you know, to be, you know, to fit in some crowds, you know. But regardless, so this is what I actually thought about and I want to share. So why, other than always living in a world of self-sacrifice, why don't we live in a world of self-development? So this is what I mean. You can imagine if every time I sacrifice myself, if I'm earning, let me just use monetary because it's easy to explain something that is tangible. So now you can fill in anything. It's a blank, it's an open podcast here. It's naked. So you can dress it however. Oh, that's nice. You can dress it however. So so you like me or you like somebody, or let's take an advancement of maybe your parents. So you earn 1,000 bob every day and you make sure that your parents eat and you give them like around 600 bob every day, more than the 51% of whatever you're earning. So we now put here. So where you end up living in a shanty house, you end up, remember, the environment that you live in is the one that's going to dictate your future. So self-sacrifice. So you sacrifice a lot. You sacrifice to do your hair. You get to sacrifice so many things that would actually be part of your development. So I came in a realization that, why, other than having self-sacrifice, why don't we have self-development? Learn to jipenda kwanza, you develop yourself. I mean, if you can wake up in the morning, and development is funny. I was think you think it's something like really ambiguous, like something like out of my mind. Like when I start thinking about self-development, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to build a whole city in Mars, like Elon Musk, you know? It's small stuff. I didn't know this until I know this now. Sometimes self-development is something as small as waking up in the morning and just making your bed. Sometimes self-development is just waking up in the morning, you know, scrubbing your face and just chilling. So self-development is learning something new. Self-development is what is it? Self-development is self-development is the tiny thing. It's like, you know, when I was moving by myself, I used to have a problem of kuzima stima. Until now, tokens, I look at my tokens, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm an adult. Now, that is self-development for me because nowadays, I always make sure I switch off the lights. Yani, atakama nimetoka and then I'm going to work, I always have to come back and confirm, have I switched off my lights? Have I switched off my taps? So that is self-development. I mean, it doesn't have, okay, this is what I mean. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be like on top of this world, but it just has to be like that tiny little behavior, you know? Self-development is as simple as smiling at the guard when you're going to work, you know? Saying hi to the guard when you're going to work. It just brings good vibes, good inshallah, just like this podcast. I hope so. Anyway, oh, my time is over. Oh, regardless, I just want to leave you with this. And I want to say that, Manze, with whatever you do, whatever you want to do, whatever you think you will do, whatever you say you want to do, just always make sure that you're actually the master of it. Bye. See you on the next episode. Imagine I talked for 15 minutes straight.